Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
So, turbulent times are the times to make business decisions. That's according to one of the best-known hoteliers in the country. These times have been extremely challenging for those working in the tourism industry, but this didn't stop my next guest from recently purchasing the Lansdowne Hotel in Kenmare. You will also know him as one of the presenters of At Your Service. Good morning, John Brennan. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. Pretty well. And yourself?
I'm great. Good to talk to you, John. And I'm always reminded when I talk to you of advice I got as a young fella that says, always buy the place next door. What, would you subscribe to that?
I'd say you got that from a person senior to yourself now, I guess. Yeah.
I absolutely
actually, I don't
did.
Know if you know that, but I worked with him years ago. I don't know if you knew that in Kilkenny.
No, I did. I absolutely did. Tell us a little bit about the. It's not a hotel I'm familiar with. So tell me more.
You will know it. If you've ever been in Kenmare, you will know it, because as you drive into Kenmare, it's right at the top of the main street, a big white building. Everyone has to see the Lansdowne when you arrive in Kenmare. It's a lovely building, dates from 1790 or thereabouts. One of the oldest hotels in the country, along with Wooden Bridge in Ashford and County Wicklow. And it has gone through various different scenarios over the years, and unfortunately I went into receivership back in October, and we made an offer and it was accepted and we got it.
Great.
And we're delighted because it's directly across the road from the park. It is a landmark building right at the top of Main Street, and I think Irish hotels, town centre Irish hotels, have been given a raw deal in recent years. I think there has been tax incentive schemes put in place which championed new hotels on the outskirts of towns, and they ripped the heart out of the town and the hotel in the town when all the various different GAA socials and all the different things that keep hotels of that nature alive all went to the new place.
Yeah.
And the town and the hotel was decimated. And hotels, by their very nature, are big buildings. And when you close a hotel in the middle of a town, it's a very negative feel, because there's very good social and a centre for people to come and to enjoy. And once that's closed, or it loses market share and then it doesn't make money, they've fallen apart. And I think that's replicated right across the country. Kenmare's, in our mind, a very special town. We would be biased, of course, but it's one of the few planned towns in Ireland. It's a very interesting plan. It's a triangle. If Manhattan, if there wasn't for the Hudson River, Manhattan would be over in Seattle at this stage. a triangle you cannot expand or change. So from 1662, when the Kenmare town was planned, it was planned as a triangle, and the fabric of the town hasn't changed. And we're just lucky to be in a position to be able to do it. We've done in the middle of a pandemic.
Okay.
But it's the right time to do it.
John, tell me, so there's 26 bedrooms there, I believe. So how will it be? How will you run it alongside the park? Clearly there'll be synergies around, you know, around marketing and administration and stuff like that. But in terms of a price point, operating two brands can be tricky.
In some respects, yes. In other respects, it's an extremely good strength to have. So we bought the Lansdowne on the premise, to be honest with you, that it would be a feeder hotel from weddings in Drumquina, because we have a significant number of weddings in Drumquina every year, and all those people stay in town. So we reckon we have about 15,000 or 16,000 bed nights a year in Kenmare from weddings in Drumquina. And we didn't have a property that was able to cater for them. So we really bought the Lansdowne with that in the back of our minds. That was the safety net, or the insurance policy, from a business point of view. When we went into the Lansdowne, because we had bought it, paid for it, deal closed before we ever went in the front door. And we went in the front door and I was gobsmacked, and I rang Francis and said, come down till you have a look at this place, because you won't believe it. Because the rooms are extremely big. There's very high ceilings. There's 9 foot, 10 foot ceilings in all the bedrooms. The bathrooms are in good condition, and the previous owners have done a very, very good job in maintaining the building. Absolutely pristine condition. The building was in. So when we got in and when we looked at it, our business plan changed, and we will put it in a position, market it as a standalone, very fine. I don't want to get into stars, because I think stars are misleading in today's world. I think there's a whole lot of ways people understand the standard and the quality of a hotel and the experience it offers, and it's not based on tick box system, which the star system is ticked on.
Cool.
So we'll go for roughly, in from a market point of view, will be roughly at around about 50-60% of what the rate would be in the park hotel.
Okay, very interesting. You've got a new series of At Your Service coming out next year. And it'll be interesting because the 8 projects are probably all affected in one way or another by COVID. Talk to me, John, about your thoughts on the state of the Irish hospitality business today. Yeah. And are you optimistic about the next 6 months?
I would be, and I'd be very, very supportive of the government and the schemes they've put in place. I think that the government have been hit with a juggernaut 10 times the size as we've been hit as an individual business. And I think they've coped very well. And the systems that have been put in place have been very, very supportive. We wouldn't have survived till now if those systems weren't put in, support systems weren't put in place. They are not in place in every country around the world. So we're very, very lucky to be in the position we're in. The most difficult situation, I think, from the At Your Service and the 4 shows that we're doing, they're all 1-hour shows that we're doing for the next series, is that in our business, and you'll know this, that you traditionally try to schedule your spend, your renovation spend or your development spend to conclude just before the property opens.
Yeah.
So you get cash running. It's extremely difficult to do that at the moment. Number one, the builders aren't working. And number two, you don't know when you're going to open. So these properties have a huge problem, as have a lot of hotels, as to know when to schedule the work to do. And the thinking and the likelihood will be that the government are not magicians. They're not able to tell us you can open on the 1st of June because we don't know what the medical situation is going to be on the 1st of June. But take it as a general rule of thumb, in my mind, we should be open for the June bank holiday weekend. And we will schedule everything to fall into place just before that. The difficulty with that is the builders might only be back to work 6 weeks before then, and everyone's going to be looking for painters, decorators, carpet layers, and the whole 9 yards. And that's going to be difficult. But from a tourism point of view, the domestic market has been extremely supportive to the domestic product in the last year. They've actually taken holidays in Ireland, which they haven't done for years. Irish people used to go into holidays and take a break in Ireland as opposed to take a holiday. That's a very different thing. And the general feeling, I think, and from the repeat business that we see right across the board in all hotels, I think this year, is that they really enjoyed the experience last year.
Yeah.
And they got something out of it which they didn't expect. And that's great. But we just need to excel what we offer this year and provide a different experience for them and an enhanced experience because they deserve it.
Finally, could I ask you, John, there's a slight concern on the horizon that short-haul flights will rebound quicker than long-haul, which means that, we might have the indigenous market, the domestic market, starting to go abroad to Spain and places before the Americans come in. That could be a problem for the sector, couldn't it?
Yeah, it would. There will be, that is the greatest black cloud on the horizon, the lull between short-haul and long-haul coming back. The only thing about, from the Park Hotel point of view, and this is an extremely selfish comment, the 5-star market on the long haul will rebound quicker than the 3-star market.
Yeah.
And they will get on the plane much faster than the coach. And that is a plus for us, but there will be a lull in that. And that I wouldn't be worried about 21 at all. It wouldn't bother me. I would lose a wink's sleep over 21. 22 is going to be difficult because we won't have the long haul back in the same numbers, I don't believe. And there will be a bit of a question mark over that. But listen, we've survived all sorts of things that have been thrown at us over the years, and we'll get over this. So I won't lose too much sleep either.
Good man. Well, keep your optimism up, John. Good to talk to you as always. And I hope the health as well. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Thanks indeed.